All right, so it's 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. The Arizona Board of Physical Therapy is coming to session. Dr. Cornwall.
Okay, I call this meeting of the Board of Physical Therapy of Arizona, July 20, 2021 to order. And first item of business is to review and approve of all draft minutes. So, first is June 29th, 2021, regular meeting minutes. Are there any changes, additions, corrections?
Yeah.
Mr. President, this is Peggy Hunter. I believe I abstained from approving the minutes the last time. I wasn't here in May.
And the minutes show that they had Dr. Cornwall calling the meeting to order. And I believe it was Dr. King that called the meeting to order.
Page one, Dr. King. Okay, perfect.
Any other additions or corrections? Motion to adopt?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adopt the meetings. Regular meeting minutes of June 29th, 2021.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Karen, since I wasn't there, maybe I should abstain?
You can make a motion. Oh, you should abstain. Yes, you should.
Yes. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
I abstain. Do we need to do that vote over?
I think we're fine.
Okay.
You can still make a motion, Dr. Cornwall. You just can't. You just got to abstain from the vote.
All right. Next is June 29th, 2021, executive session meeting minutes.
I move that we approve the executive session minutes from June.
Second.
Who did the second? I'm going to say Mike. It's a tie.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the June 29th, 2021 executive session meeting minutes. Dr. Cornwall?
Abstain.
Thank you. Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Quick question, Dr. Donahue. Who is not present? Is it just Mr. Greer? Because we didn't.
It is just Mr. Greer.
Thank you. Okay, we're good.
Okay, moving on to item number three. 3A1, review, consideration, approval of applications for physical therapists with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Number one is Paul Debe. Mr. Debe, are you here by any chance? Okay. Discussion?
I move to accept the application of Paul Debe for the AZ Law exam.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to license Paul Debe following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, next is Michael Snyder. Michael, are you here by any chance? All right, are there any questions, discussions, or do I have a motion?
I move that we accept the application for physical therapist licensure pending the passing of the licensing exams.
Second. Who needs to take the AZ law, not the MPPE?
Okay. We have a motion and we have a second. Any discussion on it? Then let's call the question.
Been moved and second to license Michael Snyder following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, thank you. Moving on to item 3B, number one, review and consideration approval of applications for physical therapist assistant with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Number one, Alberto Areola. I move that we approve Mr. Areola to be certified upon receiving a passing score on the jurisprudence and the NPTE.
Second.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? Okay, let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to certify Alberto Areola following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Next is Kara Smith. I move that we table this item until she's able to complete her anger management classes.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion?
Dr. Cornwell, if you could state just a rationale why that would, for the record, that would be great.
She's only completed a very few of the ones that were required. And I think the stress of working as an assistant, she needs to make sure she's got a really good handle on her anger management. And I want to be sure that she does.
And Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, this is Mark Harris. Just a quick question. Has the board ever allowed somebody to test without necessarily approving the application? Because what I'm thinking is that you may want to let her take the next step without necessarily approving her application. And that may be something that you would want to consider at the time have the results of the exam.
Is there a particular benefit of that versus tabling it?
Well, it allows her to get all of the things completed ahead of time, yes. And then just await the passage of, just await the certificate of completion from her course, and then she could get approved.
She's not taken any exams, is that correct? Not the NPTE?
She has not.
So I'm with you, Mr. Harris, and that my only concern is that we know statistically that the further out someone is from graduation to taking their exam, the less likely, it impacts their ability to pass. So I would suggest that allowing her to take the NPTE and her exams soon, and then coming back to us with completion of her certificate, I think it would probably be in her best interest, considering we don't have any history of this. As far as we know, we don't have any idea if this is the first time ever, and it was just a passion and an emotional situation, or if she's got a history. But I don't want to set her up for failure and not being able to pass her exams.
This is Peggy. I agree with that. I think she's probably under a lot of stress as it is, and to allow her to get her testing out of the way, I think would help relieve that stress, and she'll have to complete the anger management session. Good suggestions. But good, Mark. I think that was good, but...
I understand that the rationale of allowing her to kind of move forward while she completes the anger management. I'm not comfortable with the rationale of let her take them now, so because she's going to forget stuff by the time she's completed her anger management. That implies that everybody who's passed the exam within a few months has forgotten most of the stuff and they're no longer competent. So
I respectfully disagree with you, Mark, on this, and that the FSBPT has some very good evidence that shows a trajectory of first-time pass rates for people who don't take the exam close to graduation time for both PT and PTA. So it's not just hope for the best. There's actually data that shows.
Oh, I've seen the data. Yeah, I'm not disputing the data. I think
so it doesn't have anything to do with whether she'll remember or not. It's just going with the data that we know, the evidence that we have, that if we postpone her to October, we've just put her on a different trajectory to potentially pass the exam.
Well, the exam, though, is designed to measure whether or not she's minimally competent.
So Dr. Cornwell, what I hear is that you don't want to modify your motion, so the board, when they vote, could fail it and do another one if they want.
Well, and has there been a second, Karen?
There is. Mr. Clinton has seconded the motion.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're still in discussion.
Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Mr. Harris on this. That, you know, if we would. Are just concerned that we want to make sure that her anger is, she has classes so she could better control it. You know, it's just letting her move forward but not approving it until she shows completion makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, since I made the motion, I will withdraw my motion.
I withdraw.
Do you just want to amend it?
The only thing I would want is that I would want this to come back before the board after she passes the exams and she's completed her anger management.
So your motion would probably sound like that you approve her to take the exams and to have her come back to the board for license approval following completion of her anger management courses.
Yep, that sounds good.
All right. Would you like to make that motion, Dr. Cornwell?
Pardon?
Would you like to make that motion?
I will make that motion.
All right. And Mike, you agree to the second?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there we are.
So now we're still in discussion on the modified motion. All right, here none. Call the question.
So the motion before you is to approve Kara Schmidt to take the MPTE and the Arizona Law exam and to complete her anger management courses prior to returning to the board for approval. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Motion approved.
All right. Next is Joseph Trujillo.
I make a motion to approve Mr. Trio on passing scores necessary for his certification.
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Karen, let's call a question.
It's been moved and seconded to certify Joseph Trujillo following successful completion of his application, passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Last item on in this particular list is Julia Yusuf.
I make a motion that we accept the application for PTA certification pending passing of the NPTE and the jurisprudence exam.
Second.
All right, any discussion on the motion? Okay, I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to certify Julia Yusuf following successful completion of her application and passage of all exams. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Pastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. We are on to item 3C, review of and possible action on application for physical therapist assistant or physical therapist licensure from an applicant requesting ADA accommodations. Heather Bannister, and this is an appeal of the board's previous decision in June.
Ms. Bannister, are you present?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Dr. Cornwall.
Ms. Bannister, since you're here, is there anything you'd like to say briefly?
Yes, please. I just want to make sure before I say anything that I was advised that the reason they were denied was because the doctor had stated that I was mentally stable. Is that correct?
Partially, yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure so I knew what I was talking about. Anyway, I'm here because I'm asking you, the board, please, to reconsider based on some more supporting documentation that I received from my doctor. She had decided to do an addendum. She feels that the initial paperwork she filled out had been misinterpreted. So if I'm allowed to read the addendum to you, I would appreciate that.
Ms. Bannister, you didn't send that document to the board?
I did. I did not realize that there was a deadline. I was not told of the deadline. And by the time I got the paperwork from my doctor, which was yesterday, she's been out sick. And when I received it, I emailed it to Veronica immediately. But unfortunately, by that time, it was too late for Veronica to get it to you. But I can email it over and hand it to you. Like, I've got it. If you need it, I'm more than happy to send it over.
Yes, Karen, I didn't add that because, yes, I did just get that yesterday.
Yeah,
that's something you probably should have forwarded to me. But okay, so we don't have the document that you're about to read. So,
yeah, unfortunately, yeah, you don't. I know Veronica has it. That's all I know.
Right, but it's the board that needs it.
Yeah, and that makes complete sense. I mean, it totally does.
This is Peggy. You know, with all due respect, I think we should table this until we have the documentation we can read.
Yeah, we can. I'm agreeing with that. That's okay. I understand.
Is that a motion, Ms. Hunter?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's to table to the next meeting in August?
That's correct.
Is there a second? I'm sorry, Dr. Cornwall.
Ms. Bannister, is this a long document?
No, not at all. It's just a little paragraph that she had just written on she just took the original documentation and just literally put a little blurb on it. And that was it. And I just emailed it over to Veronica.
Okay. Well, would the board members be amenable to having Veronica or Karen send that to us now we can take a break, read it, and then come back, or we can go to a,
you don't have a second on the motion, so you can do that if you would like. Veronica, can you send it to everyone?
I can.
Okay.
I will.
I'd hate to have her wait for another month.
Right.
If we
sure,
can read
this. Sure, I understand that. I withdraw my motion.
It makes a difference, and
okay.
Just hand it.
So do you want to just take a 5-minute break?
Yes.
Okay. We'll take a 5-minute break. Veronica's going to email that to you, and we'll come back at 8:55.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll stop the recording. Stopping the recording at 8:51.